Welcome to the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm Libby and this is my blog, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Remember those lyrics? Easier said or sung than done, right? And as Easter approaches, this Lenten season comes to an end, and many people take on a discipline during this time, like maybe a Bible study or devotional, or fast from something to remind themselves of the sacrifice Christ made on our behalf. Did you give something up? I prayed about what God wanted for me, and I asked if I should, maybe sweets or chocolate. But what kept coming back to me, though, was something that would be even more difficult to let go of than a Girl Scout Thin Mint. I felt led to stop holding on to worry. Yikes. I know, I didn't even realize this was something taking up so much of my thoughts and my heart. It made me realize just how much I'd been trusting in my own capacity to fix things or in my circumstances becoming just right, rather than letting God work in and through them and me. I think I'd let go and let God, but then I kept taking things right back from him and trying to work them out again on my own in this cycle of worry and anxiety. It was like life was this puzzle that I was this close to solving, except I wasn't. I know that God is faithful and sovereign, and I trust him, but some days it is tough to truly let go of the feelings of fear and anxiety, and maybe you find yourself struggling with something similar. There are a couple of verses that have truly brought me such comfort when that happens, and I hope they provide that for you too. 2 Corinthians 10:5 reminds me to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Philippians 4:8 helps me focus on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Isaiah 26:3 tells me God keeps in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And Philippians 4:6 and 7 says this, be anxious for nothing, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lent may be ending, but my journey of letting go of fear is probably lifelong. The good news is, though, when I feel those what-ifs start to creep back in, that's an opportunity to spend time with Jesus, to turn to him and truly give those concerns over to God instead of trying to solve that puzzle on my own again. I can not worry about anything and instead pray about everything. I pray God grants you his peace too, and that your Easter is filled with an enthusiastic celebration of the hope we have in him. And maybe some jelly beans and Girl Scout cookies too.